Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is your 2017 strategic plan. In our last Fun Fact Friday episode, we talked about looking back at the past year, documenting and recording everything you did relative to your real estate investing. Now, you may not have done anything in terms of purchasing, but you may have read books, you may have attended seminars, you may have gone to meetings, networking, meetups, those types of things, or maybe you didn't do anything. If you didn't do anything, then that's not an exercise you'll have to do here. But if you did do something, you should be writing it down and keeping a track of it, even if you didn't purchase any property. Part of it is to make an assessment of how many hours you've worked in your real estate investing. At one point in your taxes, you can declare yourself as a real estate professional by the number of hours that you've actually worked doing this. So it's a good idea to start tracking that and getting used to doing that. If you did make purchases, then you should really record everything financially that you did, all of that information. And I mentioned that in our last podcast. This is really, at this point, we're looking at putting the pedal to the metal here, or this is where the rubber meets the road, because we're going to really get your plan in order. And it's important to do this. This is something that will help you stay on track. It'll help you to achieve your goals and to be able to achieve your goals in the amount of time that you set out to. So the idea of having a written plan is really, don't think of this as writing a doctoral thesis or some kind of major, you know, thing that where you need, you know, 500 pages or something. No, if you have one paragraph per page, I'll be thrilled here, because you want to be able to get something down and consider it. It's a living document, something that's going to grow over time. It's going to change. So that's okay. So we're going to start off today looking at, what does this plan look like? And I mentioned getting one of those clear sheet notebooks, and you can slide a cover sheet in it and a tab on the side, a spine tab, and you can put the little insert tabs. And these are the sections that you will have for the actual tabs that go on the inside. Number one, mission. Number two, vision. Number three, goals. Number four, strategy. Number five, time frame or timeline. Number six, markets. Number seven, investment criteria. Number eight, team. Number nine, financials. And number 10, exit strategy. Okay, again, keeping in mind this is a working and a living document. You want to be able to use those tabs, and you can change pages out. You'll put in new pages as things change and evolve. But the main thing is to get this document going and to have it done and ready by the first of the year. I know that right now you're looking at this and it is the 23rd, and you know, you only have a week here. You could do this in a week. You could do this in a few days. The idea, again, is just getting it in order. They say that a mediocre real estate investor bounces from one opportunity to the next. You don't want to be that. You want to be somebody that's focused, and that's part of what this plan will help you do. You know, when I first started out, I wanted to flip houses, and I did all this research. I signed up for this program. I got all kinds of notebooks and books and all these things. And then I thought wholesaling would be better, because, you know, I didn't have the cash to do the flipping. So I was thinking, well, let's, you know, do the wholesaling. And I went through the same thing, bought the courses, I got the notebooks, I got all that. Whatever shiny object came, you know, by, I knew I didn't want to do real estate investing, but I just didn't know what kind. And before you know it, you know, I was spread all over the place and I wasn't focused. The point of this plan is to really help you to get focused. And whatever it is you settle in on for this year, this upcoming year, really stay focused on that whatever it is, wholesaling, student rentals, multifamily investing, rent to own, vacation rentals, flip and fix, whatever it may be. The idea is to get a plan to do that one particular thing. Again, it's staying focused. Successful people in real estate really have clear intentions, and that's really what you want to do. You want to clarify exactly what you want. That's the idea of this plan. Align with your why. You know, why are you even doing this? And to stay focused. Create a simple plan. And the idea is, I don't want you to have to write this huge document. This isn't a business plan with executive summary and all these other things. It's almost more of a to-do list. And then you just break it down into baby-sized steps. That's really all it is. You get your major plan, what you want to achieve, and then how do you get there? And break it out. It may take years to get there, but you know, you work toward it. Let's look at the first part of it, the mission statement. What is your business? You know, what benefits do you provide? What's your purpose? For example, I will say that my mission statement is I want to be able to reach 1,000 doors or 1,000 units. And with the income that I'll be able to generate from those real estate holdings, I will be able to not only support my family and be able to live the kind of retirement that we want to live, but I'll also be able to help out our mission in Haiti too. So I have a real clear mission. The vision is really, where do you see yourself heading? What's your dream? What is your vision of the future? You know, gosh, I want to be able, in 5 years, I'd love to be able to have a truly passive income source that's coming into me. And I can live my life where I am able to work out on a regular basis, be able to eat the way I want to eat. I want to be able to be a resource to other people, to be able to help them in their endeavors. I want to be there for my family. I want to get more involved in their lives and help them out. Just take a picture. What do you want to see? What are you doing? Where are you living? What's your life like? Your goals. And then these are kind of the ways that you get to where you want to be. What do you plan to achieve investing in real estate? Be specific with what you want to achieve. Don't just say, I want to have money and more time. Get specific. You know, I want to upgrade. I want to live in a nicer home in the future. I'd like to get a vacation rental in the mountains so that we can have a meeting place for family and they come together once a year, even if only that, you know, at Christmas time or whatever. I want to be able to pay for my grandkids' education. I'd like to just have a steady cash flow for retirement. You know, get specific about what your goals are. And then there's the strategies that we talked about, wholesaling, student rentals, multifamily, single family, buy and holds. You know, how are you going to get there? But pick one and just get really good at that over the next year or next couple of years or whatever it may be. But, you know, don't be all over the board. Really focus. The time frame or the timeline, you know, What are your timelines to achieve each goal? You know, if you're still working, you know, how much time during the week can you dedicate to this? What are you going to be doing in that time? Maybe you can only do Saturdays, or maybe you can only do certain evenings. Maybe you'll go to meetups or REI meetings once a week or once a month. Really look at your time allocation and make sure it's enough time to achieve what you're setting out in your goals and your mission and vision. The investment criteria, you know, what are you looking at? If you're going to be buying small multifamilies, for example, what's your criteria? You might say I want to buy at least 20% below market prices. I'm looking at C and B properties, no less than a 7% cap rate, net cash flow of at least $100 per door. Laying out the specifics, you might want to get on cash on cash. You might want to talk about loan to value ratios and so forth as well. But, you know, define your investment criteria so when you speak to people, they know exactly what it is you're looking for and they can help you find those things. Also, what market? You know, I'd say ideally, if you could buy close to home, do it. You know, that's ideal because you're close to the investment. But if you can't, if prices and conditions aren't right for you, then you can go outside. You go to other states. And if you're going to do that, research and make sure you're investing in areas that are going to be good for you and are going to be able to help you meet those goals. How are you going to find your deals? What neighborhoods? Get as specific as you can in your market definition. Your team, and this is really critical. These are the people that are help support your goals and support what you're doing. They're really important. They're almost like your business partners, not legally a partner, but people that are going to help you to achieve your goals. They are people like your broker or agent, your lawyer, your banker, CPA, inspectors, insurance brokers, and so forth. These are people that are going to be a part of that team. You may have one in your home state that you work with somebody locally that you deal with, and then in different states, you will need lawyers that know the laws for those states, and so you may have to put together the separate teams for each state in addition to having sort of one overall team that you're going to work most closely with that are probably closer to you geographically. Then your financials, you know, where financing going to come from to achieve these things? For example, borrow equity from your home to get started. If you have an IRA, do you want to convert it to a self-direct IRA and make that your vehicle to invest? Maybe you have cash that you can invest, stocks that you can sell. Maybe you'll get business partners. There are a lot of different ways to be able to get funding when you start out. Sometimes you may go out there and you just try to find a place where you can get seller financing and let the seller carry and be able to make your first purchase a seller finance deal. And then as that generates cash flow, you can go further with it. So look at that part of it. And finally, the exit strategy. And this is really important because going into any real estate investment, you want to know what the end game is. You know, how long are you going to hold on to this thing? When will you get your money out of that property? You may want to hold on to it for life. And if that's the case, you know, it's going to be part of your legacy. You're going to hand down to your kids or other family members or people that you care about. You may want to look at a 3 to 5 year plan. In 3 years, assess where it's at. Maybe you might want to refinance it and pay back any investors, or maybe you might want to sell it and move up to a bigger property. Those things would go into your exit strategy. Really know what it is you want to do. When will you get your cash out of that? So that's the plan right there. And you could put this together in a relatively short period of time. If it's going to change, it'll change. You know, your main things are to just get that mission and vision, your focus down, and know exactly where you're headed. And then you can start breaking it down into how you're going to get there. And I will talk more about this during the year, too, about, you know, how do you break these things down more specifically? You know, if you're trying to find a property, maybe you're going to be doing direct mail. Maybe you're going to be calling brokers. Maybe you're going to network with people in RIA. Whatever it is, all those will be part of the, you know, the more specific strategies in achieving particular parts of your goals. So that's it. There's a saying that says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And this is that single step. You can do this before the end of the year. And you should. I think it's going to be a major motivator for you. And it'll also help you to keep your focus on what it is you're trying to accomplish during the year. And don't reach too high. You can start off with a small little goal. You know, maybe it's just buying one house, single family home, whatever it is. Get something down on paper. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, if I reference those, can be accessed in our show notes. And that's located at our website at Old Dogs REI Network. Dogs is spelled DAWGS. And it's olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And in that section, you will see all the show notes. So that will help you to recap what had happened here. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and God bless.
Hi there, Bill Manicero, Top Dog here at Old Dogs REI Network. If you've enjoyed this podcast, first, we want to thank you for listening. But second of all, I think one of the reasons you probably enjoyed is because there is an amazing production quality here, and that is all done by Mino Studio. Mino Studio has been producing this podcast from the very beginning, and they do a great job. Mino Studio 777@gmail.com. That's Mino, MENO, Studio 777@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.